evening, and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with, of course, our favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu, in the house. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Celebrating a happy birthday to our little Lulu here.
I was born on this date. A long time ago.
A few years ago.
long time ago.
36 years ago, and you look marvelous, darling.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? I don't know. But happy birthday, dear.
Thank you, darlings.
And we have a special guest with us in the studio tonight as well. Lance, would you?
My sister Susie's visiting here from Redding, California. So she's sitting in the studio listening.
Hi, Susie. We might get a mic in her hand by the end of the show
because
she's got something to say.
She has to, right?
Right. Everybody anyway, counts. It's a party in here. Great to have you, Susie. Okay, 970-527-4868, 866-KVNF now. You can email worm@kvnf.org. I just have to ask, since Susie is staying with you, was there any room? Are you like laying on?
Oh my goodness!
Stalks of.
Yeah.
Oh,
who knows what?
Are you sleeping on the corn stalks?
Yeah,
they're referring to
popcorn in your ears.
I mentioned this last night to her that normally, if you had come 2 weeks ago, there would be no horizontal space to step on. But no, it's all good.
She's given the A-OK.
Yeah, there's still squash and there's still stuff around, but corn and amaranth, it's still there, but not in that room.
It's so gratifying when you get it all put away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad.
You've got stuff in the dehydrator right now, don't you?
Yes, I have plums in the dehydrator, the Italian plums.
Yeah, so do I.
And I think they're sweeter than they've ever been. I mean, the harvest this year, I think they're sweeter than they've ever been. And they've dried beautifully. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just been, as we have said all summer long, it's been a miracle year.
Right, in every aspect. Yeah. I was thinking about the birds, how amazing the birds were this year. Remember the orioles and all the different colored birds. And
there's a bird in my yard now that wants to pretend it's a red-winged blackbird.
It's pretending.
Yeah, because it's doing that, you know, boop, boop. But it's not a red wing. Oh, and so I was up in the mountains a little bit today, and God, we heard an eagle, and we heard squirrels, and the hunters are up there hunting,
right.
And the deer are all very calmly walking around. The little girls, we saw this band of a herd of little mamas and babies. Oh, it was so cute.
Nice day in the hills for you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful day in the hills.
Wow. Yeah, well, my Italian prune plums and the German prune plums, for some reason, normally it's a little hard to get the pit out.
Oh.
And this year, I must have harvested them just right or the way, whatever, they just popped out.
Yes.
It was like they really were freestones.
Freestones, most of my Italian plums were that way as well. Most of them. Some of them I had to, you know, gook out, but 98% were freestone.
Wow.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got gallons of that, and you've dried a lot of stuff already.
Yeah, about gallons of apricots, gallons of peaches.
I'm going to have gallons of apples.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my neighbors came over, and we harvested the apples off of Big Mama and Little Mama. And well, not Little Mama, Little Sister, actually. But
okay.
She might get reduced to Little Mama because Little Mama's going to hit the road. But that's okay. It's another story. But anyway, we had great good fun. I know. Never mind. We had great good fun harvesting apples. Did somebody call us?
Hey, it's Joy from Paonia.
Oh, good.
Hi, Joy. Hi. Good to hear from you.
Hi.
What's going on?
I love you guys. The show is fantastic. And I just have a really quick question. Should I continue to water my strawberries and raspberries? Or just is it time to let them go to sleep? How do I do that?
Well, water them.
Both.
Yeah, the thing is, you, as long as it stays dry, water them. And I would just do it once a week.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want those plants to go into winter dry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Any of those.
Hoping. But you don't. You don't want them saturated either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any minute now, right?
Yeah. No, you
right,
don't.
Right. Right.
You don't want them to go sopping wet. Just moist.
Okay.
And
okay.
So
I'm, they're close. They're close, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, okay, it's going to rain any day, but then I never know.
Yeah.
Keep the hose out.
Yeah. Last weekend, I watered the fruit trees for the last time, but they're a deeper rooted thing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I've watered sporadically all over the place, and mm-hmm. I deep watered my collards and kale because mm-hmm. I'll put off doing anything with those till the really last minute.
Yeah.
But everything else is just.
Yeah.
Just don't let them be bone dry.
Yeah. I watered the carrots and stuff like that last weekend. And again, you have to be careful because if they get
too wet,
they start to rot.
Right.
Even carrots. The beets don't so much, but the carrots, and I actually have seen parsnips rot in the ground mm-hmm. if it's too moist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to harvest the beets. I don't have greens. I let the greens go.
Go,
but
okay.
I harvested several other rows of them. So
great.
Or rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best thing we can say is just keep them
moist.
Moist. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Right.
Thanks, Joy. Good to
Thanks,
hear from
Joy.
You.
Thanks, Joy. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky right now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like any moisture is coming right away.
We've been dry for months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. months. Uh-huh. And you kind of got lured into the summer because it was so moist to start
so
with.
Moist. Mm-hmm. And our water held all summer because there was so much in the high country, so much snow in the high country.
Yeah, it took a long time for it to melt off.
Yeah, it took forever. Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, that one patch on Coal Mountain that I always watch, that usually if it makes it to July, that's a big deal.
Right. Uh-huh.
Can you say I made it till August? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was spectacular.
So you can still water perennials as well. Yeah.
If you have it. If you have
If you've got water. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and it's not going to break the bat. Just figure it out.
Yeah.
You're on your own from here on in. It's almost winter.
You're on your own.
Uh-huh. I mean, the reason why I haven't pulled in my hoses and stuff is I'm going to be planting the garlic next week, and I want to water them well once, at least once. Now, if it starts raining, I'll let it go. But and I have my winter grains that I'll water one more time. And the cover crop's just coming up.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I think it's just we're having cold enough nights, you know, in the 30s, maybe even the high 20s where the ground's freezing. And so they're taking their sweet time.
The rye's coming up, the cover crops.
Yeah, the cover crop, just taking their sweet. It's there. It's about, my sister and I went looking for it and finally saw it at about a quarter inch, half inch.
Oh, uh-huh, good.
Well, that's better than no inch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's coming.
Are you watering that?
I watered them all last weekend. Twice to get the ground good and soaked.
Okay.
And I'm not going to water it. If you stick your finger in the ground about a quarter inch, it's moist down there.
Okay, good.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to harvest the beets and then plant the garlic where the beets are.
Okay.
Were.
Okay.
So it's going to be moist. It's tricky.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
I don't know if I want to. I'll figure it out as I go.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You'll know.
Yeah. Because that dirt's going to be pretty moist.
And mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get a little precipitation. Just a tiny bit would be great.
Mm-hmm. It would. It would feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, 970-527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now, worm@kvnf.org. Let's talk about those leaves that are falling because...
Oh, we were taught, yes.
Yeah.
The great conundrum of the leaves.
Well,
where do you stand?
Yeah, I don't. In my yard, I just leave them where they fall
mm-hmm.
and where the wind blows them. And last year, they were gone by March, but we had so much moisture and snow
that
the worms came up
and
just sucked them, just took care of it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they were gone. And you know, I'll go. There's a few places that I work for, and they want the leaves gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll go and it's mainly cottonwood. Some elm, some locust, some sycamore. You know,
sycamore.
Yeah.
Who has a sycamore?
Hotchkiss, one of the houses I take care of, has
two. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Sycamore trees.
Well, they are in the maple family, so
yeah.
They should.
There's a few up at this end in Peonia, but it's getting pretty sketchy up here.
With the spotty bark and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and those two trees on Duke Hill, they probably have about a 3-foot circumference.
Wow.
Or diameter. Three feet.
No kidding.
3 feet
yeah.
through the middle? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was looking at the maple tree. It's a shagbark that's across the road from me in Marilyn's yard. And that, we should go put a tape measure on it.
Yeah, really.
It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
Massive. And it's just glorious. We got to put a tape measure on it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you know. It'd be a great walking tour around this town
to walk up and down
the streets and,
And
see the different heirloom and the trees that have been here since
just fabulous.
The beginning of Peonia, mm-hmm. the late 1800s.
I was going to say, the problem with sycamores where most people plant, they're a beautiful tree and stuff, but they're river bottom tree.
Oh, okay.
And so it takes a tremendous amount of water, you know, and this is up on Duke Hill. Gravelly.
Mm-hmm. Not so great.
And so they're suffering to a certain degree at this point because you just can't keep up with the watering on something like that.
Being that big.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them in France.
Yeah.
They use them to line the boulevards and some of the
go to Grand Junction. They're used down there for the same thing.
Good. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're another one
of
those trees that can take the pollution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
And the kind we have here have long, straight trunks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the branches, where the ones we had in Southern California branched out at the bottom.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they actually grew out and were really branching out low. There wasn't one single trunk. There was multiple trunks, and they'd be huge.
Wow. I bet that was pretty.
Mm-hmm. There's a tree over by the tech center. It's a pine tree. And it's a long needle pine, like mm-hmm. a ponderosa or something. And somebody back in the day must have neglected to cut the low branches off. And it's the coolest looking thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
Old
trees. So there's
a
lot going on. Mm-hmm. And were we talking about the trees and the leaves?
Yeah, that's how we got to this place.
Yeah, no, but I mean, earlier when we were trying to decide, were you asking me what's up with the trees?
No.
Okay, it was somebody else. You know,
tell us, what's up? What do you mean, what's up?
What's up with the trees? So the trees,
colors?
Yeah, first of all, the colors were flat this year. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. There wasn't a lot of water later in the year. But there's also the phenomenon around town where the leaves are still green, but they're dead.
They're dead. They got frozen.
Yeah, they got frozen.
Yeah. I'm full of green leaves right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the question that people keep asking me is that going to affect next year's growth? And, well, Lance is shaking his head. No.
No.
What I've seen is those dead leaves, the stems stay on there, and or maybe the leaves will stay on there dry, but they get pushed off at some point in the spring.
Right.
It might slow down.
Right.
The
because usually they're
growth.
Pushed off in the fall. That's the whole thing about the leaves falling. They don't just gracefully fall. No, they're pushed, okay, by the new forming bud.
Uh-huh.
And so if that bud was compromised
from the frost,
just the fact that there was maybe a little less water, and let's face it, for the last 2 months, we haven't seen a cloud in the sky hardly.
Pretty mm-hmm. much.
So that's why everything, I think, stayed green. All the leaves were able to continue making their chlorophyll.
Yep.
So, you know, it and then that frost that we had was so severe. If it froze into that Cambrian layer.
Yeah, well, they're not dormant, so.
Because they weren't dormant, right. Yeah. So it could be like winter kill. Mm-hmm. We'll see, to be continued.
We will see.
Yeah.
Hey, it is Marty in Montrose on the line. Good evening, Marty.
Good evening. How are you folks doing?
Good.
We're doing great.
Doing well. What's going on?
Last week, Lance was speaking about planting garlic this week.
Mm-hmm.
And what day is best for roots?
Well, we're on a waning moon.
Yeah, but he's talking about the planting calendar. Sorry to say, I haven't been using that. Do you have the planting?
Oh,
I do.
But wait a minute. Jill has a copy of the planting calendar.
What do you know?
So go to October.
Play a gardener
Tara's
on the radio.
Tara's doing One Woman's Perspective, and she's in the other studio looking in with bated breath, wondering when the date is.
For this week or next week?
Look at root crop.
Uh-huh.
And just
Friday.
Friday's a root day?
Friday, and also Sunday is a big root day, and Monday morning.
And Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
There you go,
okay.
Marty.
Wow,
Friday
cool.
Morning.
All right, so Sunday and Monday morning, eh?
And I was going to start
Sunday
this weekend, so good.
Yeah, I was hoping to start this weekend, too. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to get through.
And how about the first part of November?
Well, I'd like to do them this Friday.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. No.
Well, go for it.
I'm just thinking of the general population if they don't get to it.
Yeah, Sunday the 3rd, Monday the 4th, and Tuesday morning the 5th. So a big window there for root.
Okay.
In November?
In
Sunday?
November.
Something, how about Friday? Is there a certain time of day?
There are time frames.
Yes. Yeah, so Friday, this Friday, and I think these times are north. What?
No, you have to subtract 2 hours because they're off of Eastern, based on Eastern Standard Time. So just
okay, so this would be 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock.
Okay, you've taken like 2 hours off?
Mm-hmm. No, I did not take 2 hours
so,
off.
So it'd be 10 to 4.
Okay.
10 to 4.
Yeah. On Friday.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
And the depth is usual, 4 inches to 6 inches, something like that?
Yep.
Twice the size of the bulb.
Minimum twice the size of the bulb, but 4 to 6 inches is good, and even a 6-inch spacing.
And you don't water?
I'm going to water.
Okay, you water?
I just want the ground moist.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want the ground moist. I just raked those beds out, and they were all relatively, one was moist, and the other ones were dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Hey, Lulu, sorry I didn't get to visit with you when you were down here.
Hi, Marty. I thought that was you. Yeah, you were going south and I was going north.
Yeah.
In the middle.
And you were holding traffic.
Yeah, I was already not such a great thing. So sorry about that, but it was good to see you. Hi. Good to see you in passing.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lance, buddy, and I'll do it this Friday.
All right. Thanks for calling, Marty.
Fun, Marty. Nice.
Good. Thanks for the call.
Oh, that's so fun, right, when people call from all the way down in Montrose.
Right.
And stuff like that. This radio station's amazing.
It is.
Really amazing.
Really reaches out there. I love it. Mm-hmm. We get Lita down there in Red Vale and those folks in Norwood.
Yep.
And good that you had a copy of the calendar.
Yeah. I think that's our friends at Earth Friendly.
Yeah. The biodynamic calendar.
Right. Thank you for that. Okay, 970-527-4868, 866-KVNF now. Lance is checking the email, worm at kvnf.org. And
he's not. Okay,
he's checking his old, used envelope.
Yeah.
Recycles well.
Yeah.
Okay, what about fall soil prep? What are you doing?
Yeah.
A hush, fellow. Putting leaves down.
Yeah. What do I say? You can do cover crop stuff if you want, and you can still plant rye and Austrian winter pea or some of those other winter hardy plants. And another one is, and I've mentioned, I like this one, is to take all your stuff you've stored in your compost area. And it's not even completely decomposed, you know. And maybe throw an inch of leaves on there. And if you can get some manure, throw an inch or two of manure.
Boy. Yeah.
And just till it in or hand turn it in, even if it's just the top 2-3 inches. It doesn't have deep. And just let let it go. In the springtime, you'll have the best soil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it just, the worms work it, the bacteria work it, and it just breaks down. And you might have to do a light tilling. And anything is not broken down, you know, just take it out and start the next compost pile.
Right.
Yeah.
My compost bin is completely brimmed with dead apples.
Right.
from the great cider pressing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Outfit or endeavor on mm-hmm. Sunday. It was wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was so fun. We had the little kids out there and apples all over the street and dogs running. It was great.
Oh, fun.
Good.
Fun.
Good.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, let's hear from Ellen from Paonia on the phone. Good evening, Ellen.
Well, hi there, you all.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, as always, for the program. Lulu, I'm your neighbor up the hill, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But I have
Ellen.
I am just such a lame gardener. Is it too late to dig up my irises and divide up the bulbs?
A hush fell over the
Yeah. I have seen people do it. Just what you're going to have to do is when you replant, you might plant them a little deeper than what's called for, because normally they say just set it right on top of the ground. Well, if you do that, the freezing and thawing is just going to push it and not have any.
Push them right out.
And
you
might have to mulch them.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Yeah, but they're extremely hardy and they will survive, you know.
Okay.
And you can do it early spring too if you don't get to it.
Okay, I have a long history of not quite getting to it. But.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah.
You and me both.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks,
great.
Ellen.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, good question.
Those roots are so hardy. I swear to God, I've dug them up and thrown them in the compost pile, mm-hmm. and they're coming up in the spring. You know, they're really hardy.
Yeah.
So, you know, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Dee Dee was always saying, so her dad used to be a commercial iris grower. Mm-hmm. And so you want to leave that little toe on the bulb. If you want flowers the next year, there's usually a long root and then these little toes that kind of come off.
Uh-huh, the side
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, those toes are where the new flower will come.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that's why when they choke themselves out, because they get too many long parts and not enough toes.
Okay.
Dee Dee, if you're listening, give me a call, or give us a call, sorry, and straighten us out.
Yeah, irises.
Irises.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got an email from Tom. So he's saying, so if garlic is to be planted next week, where does one find locally adapted cloves to plant?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Right.
And normally, if you want to have garlic, you order it in July.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a competitive market, and so many people want it, that's really hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want it, he can text his phone number, and I have garlic that I can get him. I have hard necks and soft necks.
Okay, you know, it's on this email. It is. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
So you can also try Farm Runners if they have a
Farm Runner
that says local, you know, locally raised.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it made it through one season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
that's a great
idea. You can also try, I wonder if the Trading Post might have some or
any of the stores.
Indigo Autumn.
Indigo mm-hmm. Autumn. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have garlic there, even though it's not certified seed garlic and stuff. But seed garlic is right now, if you were to be able to get it, would be $15 to $20 a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you get some that's from growers in California and things like that all over or wherever, you know, you sort of can't go wrong. So if you're striking out with local garlic, just...
Yeah,
you know.
You can go to the store and buy some.
Yeah.
But it's better to have stuff that's grown here.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. really is.
It's already been naturalized.
Well,
the soft neck I've had for over 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's naturalized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Letty's garlic that's all over mm-hmm. my garden, that's been there since day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and a lot of that went to seed, and a lot of it I just left And a lot of those little scapes, I use those all winter long. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to save some this year and plant them back in the spring.
Yeah.
And then I'll have starts. Then that'll be my first year planting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can either leave those in the ground or harvest them and then plant them again in the following fall.
Yeah, it's really kind of about cultivating your own garlic.
It's about cultivating your own everything. You know, it's what you do. And Ellen says, I'm a lousy gardener. Yeah, but man, she can make some great music. You know, so she cultivates her music. And you just think about those little irises like a new song, and you'll be just fine. Just fine. You know, just cultivate your joy.
Yeah, and you also just do it your way.
Yeah.
We all have our ways, and we can give advice, but it's your garden.
It's still your garden, and it's still going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
It is
you
your
know,
garden.
So do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know, and if it bombs out on you, well, you know, then try something else.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Cultivate your joy.
Cultivate your joy. I love that. That's some birthday wisdom. Thank you.
Isn't that some fun stuff? Mm-hmm. I just thought of that.
That's my new
It just came
mantra.
Out like it does.
Right. Where do you come up with this
I
stuff?
Don't know.
I just continually amaze us.
Oh, my God.
We got time for another call.
Yeah, we do. And you should call us.
You should.
It's fall, and it's that time of year, and stuff gets moved around.
Right.
This is a good time to move your phlox. Flocks, if you have phlox and you want to move it. Now, I'm not going to have time to do mine this year, but so I'll do it in the spring and I'll just suffer and it'll suffer and then it'll be fabulous the following year. But if you like phlox and you want to have phlox,
that's
a good time.
Gets about 18 inches high or so.
Yeah, unless it's in my yard.
Yeah.
Some of it gets 3 feet or so high.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Really high. But it's a great perennial. It spreads by root. It spreads by seed. It's great late summer color.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of places, it's hard to grow because it gets moldy. It gets the downy mildew.
Oh, in the fall?
Yeah. Well, anytime.
Okay.
It's susceptible. But here it doesn't get it because we're so dry.
Yeah.
So it's a great perennial.
Yeah. The other one we've mentioned a week or two ago was this is time to transplant peonies.
Oh, yes.
Right. And that's a good thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah. It's important to do
that. I have taken some and got some crowns, and I would say, oh, it's just a puny little pink flower. Well, you take it up and give it some space, and it wasn't as...
Not so puny anymore.
No, it was huge. You know, almost softball-sized flowers.
I'm going to go do that to the two that are under the Cockspur hawthorn.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a Cockspur. It's a Washington. But, I'm going to do it. Okay,
yeah.
I promise I'm going to do it by next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Lance, are you still covering some plants?
It's like all covered.
Everything's covered.
She took pictures.
Oh, okay. So to keep the frost off of what you've got in your garden, you can still cover.
Yeah, still covering. And I didn't take them off for 2 days. This was getting cold enough, but I took stuff off today.
All right.
Yeah, and then we put it back on.
Oh, I'm going to bring in the monster. Should have been a spaghetti squash.
Okay.
I finally took it out of the garden, so I'll bring it in
okay,
next week.
Okay, great.
I'm going to need it.
Yeah, right.
A wagon to get it in here.
Oh, gosh.
For sure. Well, great to have you here, Susie.
Yeah, you're so quiet. Jeez.
Just wait till she gets Lance home.
Yeah. You guys are crazy.
And thanks for giving us some birthday wisdom there. Happy birthday to you. Cultivate your joy. That's awesome. And cultivate your garden. And it is Tara with One Woman's
Tara's
Perspective coming up next.
All right. Yeah, thanks for all the calls.
Yeah, thanks for all the calls. Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, right. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
All right, have a good evening.
Bye-bye. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little, low, and low.